Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Wait Till Monday podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten Quigley, and I'm so excited to be chatting with you guys again. Hi, Mom. It's been a minute, and wow, life has been so much. And I figured, you know, before the year ends, let's get the chat in once again. I asked a few of you, I asked all of my following on Instagram and Facebook stories, who sees that as well, for just lessons you maybe have learned this year. And I'm excited to share some of those. And also, I just want to take the time to reflect on where I've been, what I've been doing since my last post in June on this podcast. So, this year has been so great, and so many parts have been amazing and everything I could have asked for. And unfortunately, at the same time, I've had moments that were at my lowest as well, and some really hard things that had happened. Also with that, you know, this year I thought I was doing pretty good. I really did. I thought I was getting somewhere. And then I realized, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I needed to reevaluate. And this has really taught me something big. So basically, just with like reevaluating and everything, you know, since day one on this podcast, I've been talking about trying to get a damn job since college. And my friends, I still don't have one. Nope. Still don't have that full-time career. But it's okay, because this last rejection that I faced was, I don't know, truly a turning point for me. Just because, like, I don't know, not that this one didn't make me as sad as normal, but this rejection just was kind of like a relief, so to say, because I never saw myself as a like corporate 9-to-5 worker, so to say. Not that there's anything wrong with that if you are. I'm not saying that in a negative way. If that's your job, it's amazing. You probably have nice benefits. You probably got nice salary. You probably got your own place. Anyways, what I am saying though is I've never pictured myself like that. It never has appealed to me. And I don't know. I just feel like the person I am and the personality I have fits better in other categories. Would I excel and show up and do my job given I had got a 9-to-5 corporate job or anything like that? Absolutely. I would show up. I'd put in 100%. But are there other areas that I believe my personality, the person I am, and the characteristics I have would excel better? Yes. With that being said, though, that was a big turning point for me, because I noticed I was not falling into the trap, like the matrix or anything to say like that, but I was kind of losing sense of my goals and where I do want to go. I've clearly have always wanted to be a travel blogger and YouTuber. Obviously, I love this podcast. You know, I love to do this full time and keep spreading inspiration and motivation. And the jobs I kept applying for, not that they didn't help that, but they didn't, I guess, actually, so to say. But all these jobs were very much, you know, like just a full time job, and not really what I really wanted to do, so to say. And so, anyways, where I'm getting at though is something I've noticed about myself, and I really noticed the first time over the summer when I was with, when I was with Travel for Teens, which I still have to talk about, that whole summer and just everything with that. But anyways, is when my students on my first trip found out that I had a podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, no. And they were saying like, oh, you have a podcast. Like, they were so excited for me. And I instantly was just, not like pushing them away from it, but I was just kind of like, oh, like, you guys, you don't need to listen to it. Like, you might not relate. Which, granted, they might not, because they're not graduated college students yet, you know, trying to make it in the world. But you never know when they could relate to. And nothing, like, none of my podcasts have anything that a 13, 14-year-old shouldn't be listening to. So I don't know why I was pushing them away from it. I don't know if I was a little embarrassed Or just like, no, I don't know. But anyways, one of my students said to me, like, Kirsten, why you are the worst marketer for your own thing. Why are you doing this? And I was like, oh my God, don't call me out like that. Like, yes, he was so true, but I don't know. I don't know. And I think so that was like the starting point for everything. And then most recently though, I realized like people are constantly asking, oh, like, what are you doing? What do you do for work? Blah, blah. And I say, I'm teaching or I'm serving or whatever I'm doing. But not once have I ever said, like, I'm a podcast host. I'm a YouTuber. I'm these things that I need to start saying and speaking out as if it's what I'm doing now because that's what I want to do. Do you get what I'm saying? All these things I want and that I have in motion, I'm still leaving them behind. So there's like this maybe lack of confidence that I have in myself. And moving forward into 2025, that's something I really want to work on is showing up as the person I see myself as, right? Oh, right. And another thing too with like my travel blog is I don't know, I'm so wishy-washy with everything because like yes, I've had brand deals. I went on an amazing brand trip and I've gotten a lot of great UGC collaborations and things, but none of that is like paying the bills or anything, And well, let's be clear, not that I have bills to pay right now because I'm very thankful and appreciative of what I do have. But it's not like it's not funding a life for a 25-year-old that is trying to move out and different things like that. So anyways, and just being an adult, it's like fun money. And when you're 25 and you want to move out and do things, you can't just live off of fun money. And so anyways though, my thing for 2025 is that I need to start showing up as the person I want to see myself as. Does my podcast have thousands of listeners? No, but I am still a podcast host. Does my YouTube have do I have a plaque yet from YouTube? No, but I'm still a YouTuber. I put so many hours into all of my content creation behind the scenes, and it's like, girl, start showing up as that because once you show up as that, that's halfway, right? Then the rest is just being that. Like you can talk about something and then actually doing it is doing it. So you're halfway there if you can at least just talk about it. So that's something I've really realized, and I really want to. And I will do better in 2025 and just having confidence in these things, even if it's not the best, even if it's not the most robust thing. I mean, if you're watching my video right now, you can see that's a gate over there that keeps Peanut in our room. That's Adam's towel because sometimes we hang our towels there. I got a hanger up there on the door because what the heck, This chair behind me has some jackets on it. This is what I'm working with right now, but I'm still putting in the time. I'm still doing this. So why would I not talk about it and have confidence for it? So. That's what I'm going to do moving forward. One other thing too on this topic is like with Mount, I, reached out to the CEO Maddie and I pitched myself and it just popped up today where like a screenshot that I saw when I was going through my photos and she was like, "Wow, like you sound like the perfect fit, And it's a shame because I feel like I'm holding myself back from that person I told her I was going to be. And so yeah, it's just really sad looking at that now and with all of that, just to say, it's time to start showing up as that person. So, if you have a vision in your head and if you know exactly who you want to be, show up as that person because that's essentially the only way, right? Even if you're halfway there, you got to start somewhere, right? Even if you're a quarter there, you have to start and then time will come and you will become that person. So, 2025 is about showing up and showing off, okay? Let's do it, girls and guys and theys and everyone that wants to show up in 2025 as the best version of themselves or just as a better version than they were the day before, right? As long as we can show up and be good people. All right. Anyways, before I start going off on just some random tangent, let's talk about some of the lessons that you guys have learned in 2024. Okay. Starting with this first one. If all else fails, being comfortable in your own company is most important. Wow, this is one of my students from one of my trips. These kids are so smart. Yes. So if, okay, I need to read it again. Hold on. My comprehension's not the best. If all else fails, being comfortable in your own company is most important. That is so true, especially as someone who has spent a lot of time by myself recently, or just, I don't know, I feel like since like graduating, I don't see my friends in class every day. I don't see my friends at practice. Finding that comfort in yourself and in your own company is huge, and it is very important because like they say with love and relationships, or just like love in general, you know, like you can't give love if you don't love yourself, or you can't let anyone love you if you don't love yourself. So I feel like it's very similar to that. So that is a great lesson to learn. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Second one. Oh, sorry, I just got distracted. Anyways, second one. You don't have to have the title to be a leader, which you told me. So yes, I did tell this person that. And I think it's true. I don't think that this is something I used to do, actually. I remember in college, my junior year, or maybe beginning of my senior year, it was like my interview going into my senior year, I think. And my coaches had asked me about, you know, showing up more as a leader and being more of a in a leadership role for my younger teammates and just all my teammates, you know. And I said to them, I was like, you know, I don't really ever want to jump the gun, so to say. Like, if somebody has that position already, I just kind of not hold back on myself, but I keep it a little conserved until I know that was given to me, that was title was given to me. And they understood that, but you know, they were like, you know, you don't need that title to show up and lead. And I keep saying show up now. Every time I hear it, I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh. But anyways, yeah, you don't have to hold a title to be a leader, right? Being a leader isn't about the title anyways. It's about what you're putting out, what you're doing to lead others, and your actions always speak louder than words. So how are you motivating others, maybe in certain things? Sorry, now I'm just keep thinking about me saying showing up. But yes, how are you showing up as a leader rather than just talking about being one? Different things like that. So yes, definitely don't feel like you need to have a title to be a leader. And this can go for a few different things, you know? Like I said, actions speak louder than words. Okay, thank you for sharing that. I'm just gonna say thank you to everyone for sharing. And then yeah, let's just keep going. So another one. Red flags matter. I know that is right. They do. And when you notice them, you need to clock it, right? Maybe in the beginning of something, you might not notice it. Maybe you're a little blind or delusional. This could be with anything, right? Friendships, family, relationships, work ships, work people that you work with. What are they called? Coworkers, bosses, anything, right? Red flags matter. And it's very important to notice that, because if you maybe become accustomed to it, or if you're blind to it, obviously, if you're blind to it, it's going to be hard to notice. But if it's something you become accustomed to, then this red flag that can keep happening over and over again, you don't realize that it's happening, or you just kind of accept it. And that's not okay, right? If someone's not treating you right, you don't want to let that continue. You want to hold your ground, trust in your gut, trust in yourself, right? And red flags can differ for between everyone. But if it's a red flag to you, it's non-negotiable, you know, something like that, that's important in any aspect of your life, to, you know, recognize, are you gonna have room for this? Are you gonna, I'm gonna say behaviors just so to say, but like, you know, are you gonna allow these behaviors to continue in your life, or not? And that can determine a lot. So yes, red flags matter. For sure. Another one is stay in your own lane, then good things will happen to you. Yeah, for sure. Stay in your own lane, then good things will happen to you. Yes, and I feel like this could be re very relevant, especially to people who maybe not try to copy others, but maybe are so influenced by others that they lose track of their own lane and they end up following a different path that wasn't even set for them, right? And other things start happening, and then you realize, I didn't even want this in the first place. If you just stayed in your own lane and you stayed true to yourself, yeah, those good things definitely will happen to you, especially if you're putting the work in, or, you know, putting the time into yourself and all of that. For sure. I love that one. Next one is life is short. Now, yes, it is. Something I think that's funny about this quote is that, yes, life is short, but it's the longest thing we'll ever do, you know? But yeah, just really, it's something I've learned a lot this year, especially with losing my grandmother. It happens just like fast. Everything happens fast. And if you don't just appreciate the moments and the short time you do have here out of the whole span of living, right, in world and human beings and earth and everything, yeah, it can catch up to you really fast, and things can turn. So just slowing down, appreciating the moments you have, appreciating the people around you, having intentions with everything that you do, with every conversation. It really makes a difference. So you have one life to live. How are you going to live it? You know? Love that one. Another one is not everyone is your friend. Now, this is something I've learned over the years too, especially as someone who used to be a people pleaser. Not everyone is your friend. Some people maybe are just around for what you have to offer. Some people are just around. I don't know. There's many reasons why people are around or in your company. But yeah, it's if you're like me and maybe you just want a happy, peaceful world and everyone to be friends, it's okay if you're not friends with everyone or if everyone's not your friend. You can still be friendly with everyone, but that doesn't mean they all have to be your friends. And that can be a very big lesson for some people to learn. I know it was for me because I also just kind of had to relearn what truly is a friend. What does a friend mean, you know? And sometimes too, saying like, "Oh, I'm not friends with her," that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, you know? Like maybe you're just acquaintances and just not at that friend level yet. Again, it kind of depends on what a friend means to you, but yeah, for sure, not everyone is your friend. Yeah, that's a good one. And another thing is stop caring about what people have to say. And another huge lesson that I think everyone can hear over and over again, because I mean, deep down, I feel like everyone does care a little bit about what others have to say about them. And yeah, it's very true to stop caring about what people have to say. I know this was another one for me as well. Even with just like posting and everything, or I feel like I have this aura that maybe comes off like I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think of me. But deep down, like I truly do. Like, why do you think I've held back on a few things, or maybe have some podcasts that I've never posted? Because I've thought of what people would say. And that's something that broke with me over the past few years too. Just growing since like college and stuff, is every time I want to do something or think of clothes I wear, my next thought is, what would this person say about it? What would that person say? And it's like, girl, if you want to wear it, if you want to post it, just do it. And I feel like sometimes I do give off this thing like, oh, I don't care, like, which, you know, I do have confidence in myself, and I am very irrational, not rational, but I am pretty careless about, you know, other people saying things. I'm very much open and love to share things. But yeah, it can really weigh on you and make you kind of like fumble with your decisions. So with this too, something I've learned is, if you care so much about what people think, the best thing you can do is just have confidence in yourself. So again, going back to like my podcast and things, like if somebody's gonna laugh at me for that, as long as I know that I have the confidence in it and I'm putting 100% into it and doing these things for a reason, and I know my purpose and intentions behind it, really, y'all can't tell me shit. You really cannot tell me shit. So yeah, just think of it like that too, as well. If somebody wants to knock you for something, but you're confident with it, your confidence will outshine their, your confidence will outshine their negative. Oh my gosh, let's try one more time. Your confidence will outshine their negativity and their self-insecurity any day. Okay, another one is quality over quantity in every aspect of life. Yes, I feel like all of these are very much tying in. Absolutely, because let's see, going back to the friend one, like sure, you can have a giant friend group, but how valuable are all of those friendships? You know, at the end of the day, who are the true ones that you can call that will always have your back, you know? So yeah, for sure, quality over quantity in every aspect of life. Again, with like working too. With like me being a content creator and stuff, like sure, I can pump out all of these different things. Like with my travel page, I could pump out all these different videos I have and put little things together, but sometimes the quality just isn't all of it. It's all there. So that's why I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to. I know they say keep posting and things like that, but I don't want to post these things if they don't feel like true and authentic to me. Like I enjoy the storytelling ones, and so sure, I can throw things together to a little music. Like I like those ones as well, but if I'm like just pumping those out to pump them out for numbers, I don't know. It doesn't feel that like genuine and authentic to me, so to say. So yeah, I definitely agree with quality over quantity in every aspect of life, for sure. All right, and let's see, we have two more. So another one is taking time alone with the dog, of course, is healthy and healing. Yes, so again, going back to spending a lot of time by yourself, this is a big one that I had to learn as well because I've never been good on my own or alone. Honestly, I'm still struggling with it. Like, there's some nights where I just wait in bed until Adam gets home because, and I just like brain rot until he gets home because, not that I feel like I can't function without him. I'm a very independent woman. Come on, did you see me solo traveling? Anyways, yeah, but taking time to yourself. But see, it's so funny because I just said, like, I literally traveled by myself, but then when I'm home, I'm like waiting for Adam to get home. It's a weird thing that I'm working through. But yeah, taking time alone is healthy and healing. It just lets you explore your mind a little more. It just lets you explore you as a person, lets you think, reflect on life, maybe what it was, what it could be, different things like that. So yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have to be go take a solo travel trip. Do this, do that, but maybe just sit with yourself and journal for a little bit. Maybe color, maybe go on a walk, maybe cook yourself dinner, different things like that. It definitely can be healthy and healing. So I love that one for sure. And the last one, wait, I'm actually really excited to end on this one. So the last one is talk to my mom more. And yeah, I really enjoy this because most recently I have been talking to my mom. Oh my goodness, hello. I have been talking to my mom a lot more and I love it. I do. And so, like, me and my mom, like, have had a fine relationship growing up. You've heard her on the first podcast, whatever. But I don't know. I don't call her every day and talk to her every day like she wants me to or has ever wanted me to. But just recently, we just have been getting a lot closer and I'm just loving it. Like, I love where we're going and where our relationship is going and growing and getting stronger and our bonds getting closer. Yeah, I love it. And my mom, so my grandmother and my mom used to talk on the phone every night at like 9 p.m., like all the time. And so it gets unfortunate to say, but my mom doesn't have that phone call anymore. So, this is sounding so bad as if like I'm replacing that, but I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that actually. But basically, yes, just talk to your mom more, because you don't know when anything could ever happen, and or talk to whoever you want more. Someone that means a lot to you. Yeah, you should talk to them more and just like chat. I love it. Yeah, I thank you for sharing that one because, like I said, I've grown a lot closer to my mom recently, just from chatting on the phone to her, especially me being in Chicago, like I and just being away for college. I should have always called her more, right? But I'm glad that I am doing this now, and we've been chatting much, much more than we ever have in the past. So that was a great lesson. Thank you for sharing. And everyone, thank you for sharing. Those were some great lessons. I love chatting about them and sharing what you guys had to say. If you're watching the video, oh, Peanut just left, sorry. But yeah, I'm so glad I got to hop on here and I'm feeling better. I've been, ghosted for a little, just collecting my thoughts, and what I need to start doing is just getting these thoughts out, just like I'm doing right now, grabbing my mic and talking to you guys, because that's what I made this podcast in the first place anyways, is to inspire and motivate throughout life and different things that come along with it. So I'm excited for what the new year is going to bring. I have a lot of plans and a lot of aspirations for this podcast. I'm excited to show up as the person I see myself as. I'm excited to show up and mean that damn word. Hold on, I'm trying to find something else. I'm just, and now I'm going to be excited too. No, guys, I'm just happy. I'm happy for the new year. I love the new year. New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday ever. Just love a good new start. And I think it just could be a really good time for everyone and just gives a lot of people hope and that clean slate that maybe they're looking for. With that being said, though, today is Friday the 13th while I'm recording this, but you still do have time left before the new year starts. And just in good old don't wait till Monday fashion, if there is anything you want to do, you don't have to wait till the new year, right? Like I was just saying, it is a clean slate, and I love that. And obviously, you know, having goals and aspirations for a new year is much different than pushing things off every Monday. But this is just something I have to say as following the mission and the goal behind my whole podcast. You don't have to wait till that new year. You have 17, 18 perfectly good days coming up. Well, I don't know when this is getting posted, but that many days left to utilize into the new year. So I just want to leave you with that. But anyways, thank you so much for joining me and chatting with me, listening in, tuning in for another episode. Oh, excuse me, my goodness. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad that you listen, and I hope you really enjoyed this. I hope you found a pocket of peace in this episode. I'm looking forward to what the new year can bring. I'm looking forward to what you're going to do, all of the things that life can bring, you know. It's just an exciting time. So before I keep on keeping on with the same things that I could ramble about, yeah, I'm going to end the episode here. So anyways, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow Don't Wait Till Monday podcast on Instagram. If you ever have a topic you would like to hear me discuss or anything you want to talk about, hear me chat about, please go ahead and message me. Feel free to share any story you might have that you want me to feature on here. You know, that's what this is about, is sharing stories and hearing from others. I have some really cool guests planned for the next year. So I will see you then, and I wish you a happy holidays wherever you're celebrating, whatever you're celebrating. Hope it brings you joy and peace and health out of this year and into the new one. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day or night. All right. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.